Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Be tested. They need to be tested, yeah, psychologically.
I'm aware. Like, he's had moments and he had spurts, but I felt like yesterday in the second half was a complete no-show from him as well. Just a no-show.
From the whole team, to be honest, they got shook. They got shook yesterday. That three-point shot, I'll say it again, and you can people laugh, it's just one shot. No. The difference between a five-point lead and a two-point lead heading into half is a big deal in a game like that. I think it was a big...
No
it
doubt.
Anthony Edwards was just on fire after from that point on. Couldn't miss. It was incredible. And there was two guys draped all over. It was like a Steph Curry shot he had. And it was just, and he was feeling himself. He was yelling and one. He had a ridiculous and one, too. I don't even know how he got off before he hit the ground. Guy's just, Joe, he's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable.
And shame on all of us for saying and talking ourselves into that this team had a chance without Stephen Curry when that guy's on the other side. That's why I said he was the best player in this series.
No.
He was.
I actually think they'd be in a better position. It's not just Anthony Edwards.
No, Julius Randle.
It's the Julius Randle factor.
That's fine. But Anthony Edwards showed everyone yesterday why he is the star and future face of this league.
Randle had 19 at the half.
That's fine. I think the most impactful player yesterday when it mattered most was Anthony Edwards that third quarter. The game was over after he went on that barrage.
No one is denying that.
And I've agreed that Julius Randle has been the best player in the series. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying the most important player yesterday was Anthony Edwards. He was a superstar.
I would argue that Julius Randle.
First half, sure.
Just say the whole series has been dynamic.
Fun.
And I think him opening things up at multiple levels has allowed Anthony Edwards advantageous matchups. Anthony Edwards is special.
We're splitting hairs here. They've been the two best players, I think, in this series.
No doubt. But Joe, it's I want to literally sit in front of a telestrator. I don't even know if that's what they're called these days. And like, look at half court offense. And I challenge anyone out there. Okay, if you rewatch and you actually watch the games like I do, because I rewatch every single one. And I'm not pretending like I am, Red Auerbach or anything. But like, Kuminga can't play with Jimmy. No, the combination that no one wants to talk about, which is the clunkiest. And the only reason it works is because you have the greatest shooter of all time playing with them, almost single-handedly playing with these guys. The combination is Dre and Pods. Those two can't play together. Mm. No. It's the dirty little secret no one wants to admit out loud. They're the same player. They're both dribble guys who are going to set up for others, occasionally take a floater. You don't really want them shooting from three-point land unless it's wide open. Right? They're both energy guys. Neither can really beat their man off the dribble, but occasionally they can go and hit a layup. They're the same player, and they are playing them for long stretches simultaneously. And then you add in any other non-shooter, whether it's GP2, whether it is Kuminga, whether it's Looney or whatever, your offense is completely boggled down. That's the combination that has been the unplayable combination. Pods alongside Draymond. Not Kuminga, not Jimmy Butler. No, it's Pods and Draymond together on the floor. That's when your offense has been ugly.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Let's go to the phones. Dave in SF has been hanging on patiently. Dave, good morning. How are we feeling about that loss last night, man?
Good morning, fellas. I'm absolutely pissed. I'm with Shasky. Pujemski is unplayable. He needs to be relegated to the bench the rest of the damn series. So whatever, tomorrow. He's done. He's cooked. Whatever, I don't know what he has on Kerr, but it's baffling. The leash that he has, I mean, Jesus Christ. And then, you know, leading on our guys like GP2 and Looney, all the old guys that's been there. Again, same thing that Shasky said. Play the other guys. Looney was absolutely getting destroyed, cooked, because he's just too slow. Laterally, he's too slow. He cannot do anything on offense and, even worse, on defense. Cooked. We are cooked until we, like you said, get Draymond and Pujemski off of the court at the same time. Start Kuminga. Give Moody back his minutes. I mean, but my call is just Pujemski is fool's gold. And the worst thing that could have happened to the Warriors was he had that little good month stretch at the end of the season and fooled everybody. Pujemski is okay. What he is.
All right, I gave you one Pujemski, and you got two, and you're getting greedy there at the nicknames. Let's relax here. Brandon Pujemski has had a really good season. This is his first ever cup of coffee in the playoffs, and he struggled.
Yeah, but Joe.
He struggled.
Joe, come on,
let's take a step back here.
No, but struggled. No, but let's also acknowledge he has been the second most minutes played on this team all year.
Yes.
And the third most in the playoffs. He is not their third best player.
He's not.
He's not their second best player.
No.
So I think when people throw their hands up, they go, wait a minute, hold up. Now, health factors into this and being 22 years old and being available every day. But the reality is every single night, no matter what, Paz is getting his 30 to 35.
Well,
name another player in the Kerr era who is not one of the golden three who has been granted that much leeway.
I mean, Andre Iguodala, but he's part of the, you know.
Andre didn't play 35 minutes a game.
Well, back when they needed him to, sometimes he did.
I mean,
when they needed him to. But again, this goes to the youth of the team, though, too, a little bit, right?
What?
Like, he's one of the younger guys on the team.
So's Kuminga.
Moody. Again, different skill sets. Clearly, they don't want Kuminga handling the ball. That's why Pods is out there, quote unquote, right? Right?
Okay.
And his charging ability, getting charges. You laugh, but we were talking about this.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That's part of the.
When you play Pujemski, you have to have multiple defenders to offset his defensive deficiency. Look, I like Potts. He's 22. It's his first playoff run. He is not the reason by himself why they are where they're at. He has been given a status on the team that I feel is a little too quick, too soon, and I don't think he's as good as everyone else thinks he is. There's levels to it, right? He is a solid player, but the reality is he's a backup point guard. You know, he's not dynamic enough to be some elite starter. He's just not. Now, if he proves me wrong, I'll eat the turd sandwich. But I'm telling you right now, he's not a defender. He's not a dynamic scorer. He's not a dynamic playmaker for others. He's a hustle guy. He's a backup point guard.
Well, that's what we've been saying.
And the coach has treated him like because who is he? He's been your starting point guard or shooting guard, depending on how you look at the lineup. Every single day for months on end.
You just said it right there. They don't have a true point guard on this team, and it's glaring. Like I
no,
love
the point guard is Draymond. Well, that's the point guard.
Kind of, but not.
No,
but
it
he's
is.
Not. But he's not though.
No, he is.
But
is okay, LeBron James a point guard?
Okay, LeBron James one of the greatest players of all time.
I know, but
yes,
offense.
Sure. Okay, he's more Magic than he is Michael.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, that's my point. Draymond is your point guard. You don't need Pujemski. Jimmy's a ball handler. He's a passer. He's going to set up. But my point is that
too
when
old.
You're playing these guys together, Draymond and Pods, and you don't have the greatest shooter in the world, it's super redundant.
Robert, San Jose, wants to talk Steve Kerr. Robert, good morning.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Sports.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.